Get those damn modules online. We don't have any more room for fuck-ups. This has to be running up and on time by tonight. And for the last time, the non-lethal dose is... What is it? Oh, they got him. Well, if you'll excuse me. Oh, precious. Well, well, well. We meet again, sweetheart. I hope my mercenaries weren't too rough on you. Because if those bastards left a single scratch on you, No. You just used the chloroform, like I suggested. Good. Because recently, a lot of people keep fucking a ton of shit up. People who can't tell the difference between live high-voltage cable and an HDMI cable. Which is fitting, because those damn simpletons can't even install fucking Wi-Fi router, much less rewire the compressing chamber to the... No. That's not for you to worry about, darling. What you should be more worried about is what I'm gonna do with you. Would you just look at your cute little self? Your arms tied to the bed with your legs spread apart, leaving you completely helpless against my teasing hand. Oh, they even wrapped a nice little pretty bow. I gotta remember them for your anniversary. Oh, come on, sweetie. Don't give me that look. Look, I know you don't like it when I take you away from work. Which I also appreciate that you support us both with your job. But I really, really need you by my side. My plan is almost ready. And I need you right here with me. So nobody can use you against me and keep you safe. Besides, once my plan is done, you will never need to work again in your life. You can, please and relax with me a little bit more. Do I have to do that now? Thank you, sweetie. Those lovely eyes of yours remind me of the first time we met. We were at a bank, and I was running late, and you're being the gentleman that you always were. Like, go ahead. You should have seen your face when I put on the ski mask and pulled out a gun. When me and my associates were done, we demanded a hostage. I didn't even have you in. But instead, you selflessly volunteered. It was then when I got a good look into your eyes. They say eyes are the windows into a person's soul, and when I first saw a look at you, I saw fear, which was understandable, but I kept staring deeper, and I realized your soul is the kindest, sweetest one I ever saw. Too good for this world, and I decided that I was going to steal that from the world, steal that kindness from myself, and make you mine. My sweet little husband. Sure, we had to knock you out and then later leave you in a motel room, but I'm sure you remember how I slipped down my phone number under your pants. Sure, I got away stealing about, what was it, $150,000 and 69 cents. But you somehow managed to steal my heart. But I think I got you back to stealing. Well, by stealing your virginity. Speaking of which, I think it's time for us to have a little more fun. What? You seriously think that I was going to just tie you down like this and not get a little dirty? You know how much of a little slut I am when I see you all tied up. Don't worry, though. I'll be gentle. Now let's start by getting these pants off. And just give this a little tug and... Stiff as a board. Good boy. I'll pet it for a little bit. Just give it a nice, gentle rub for now. Through your pants. I can even tell. Just feel it twitch at my touch. So that's begging for more. Well, let's give it what it wants then, shall we? You like that, don't you? Don't worry. I'll stop teasing you after I get a few more licks in. Like a lollipop. Okay. I guess it's my turn. Just gotta unbuckle my pants and... Wearing those tight leather pants all day can get really unbearable. I feel so much better in my panties. And now, just a slip... Oh, son of a... bitch, motherfucking shit. What the fuck is it? Was it plugged in? Okay, then go back to fucking work. I don't have time for this. Don't ask why I'm just in my panties. I said get back to fucking work. I'm sorry about that, sweetie. Now, where were we? But well, speaking of panties, I think it's time for them to come off. You ready? Alrighty then. Even after all the times we've had sex, you still gasp like an innocent little virgin boy. I love it. Shh, shh, it's okay. I know, I forget how sensitive this part is, but don't worry, I'll go slow. First up and down. Up and down. See? Nice and gentle. Up and down. Up and down. Up and down. You feel so good, sweetie. Hope maybe we can go a little faster. Good boy. Oh, and don't worry about coming too early. Because we're going to be doing a lot more of this after tonight. Why? Well, let's just say I can't keep my plan a secret anymore, huh? I've been developing a special drug for many months now. I recently had a breakthrough. One inhaled X's powerful aphrodisiac. But the best part is it also prevents the subject from climaxing. But in simple terms, it makes people horny while not allowing them to come. Although it would be fun to use it in a position like this. But the drug effects remain dormant for some time. But then I got a better plan. Because, darling, after tonight at exactly midnight, I release my special chemicals into the lower atmosphere, which will then be collected and combined with the upcoming storm clouds and mixed together with the rainwater. In a matter of weeks, people will be infected. Men's balls will ache. Women's panties will be soaked. It'll be an epidemic. People everywhere will be desperate to have orgasms. Many will be desperate enough to buy my antidote. Within weeks, I'll be rich beyond our wildest dreams. Think about the power I would have. I could put an end to sexual harassment, unplanned pregnancy, abortion rates, even sex trafficking. Well, all the power and riches. I can have the whole world under my thumb. And I will be queen. And of course, with you by my side, as my sweet little prince. Oh, I'm sorry. I went on rambling again. And you must be close to coming. How about we do it together? Ready? Three. Two. One. Oh. Oh, fuck. Good boy.